Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call in at 516-9133. Press the number 1 to join the conversation that is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's show is titled Coronavirus Vaccines. Speaking of them, are they rolling along? President Biden is relentless in supporting Dr. Anthony Fauci to vaccinate at least 75% of the United States population by the summer of 2021. The United States' population by the summer of 1921 is very important because they predict that if they get to that point, it will be definitely a chance for the recovery of everybody who we come in contact with, especially as the virus starts mutating. Well, anyway, hopefully the United Kingdom, South Africa, and other parts of the world can have the vaccination as a new strain is discovered. And where are we at with the stimulus plan, according to President Biden? We will see. Also, the appeal to the administration. Is it to dismiss student loans? The Wednesday riots on the Capitol that were questionable about their democratic intentions. We will see if their intentions were faulty or not. But, of course, it's been discovered at this point there have been many arrests. All small businesses slowly coming back. We will see. Good evening, everyone. So much can happen in 1 month. And by the time we talk again about the important things that affect us, we are struggling with new issues to solve. But I hope they resolve the matters that affect us the most in the right order, regardless of how the new subjects may evolve. First, in the line of matters to resolve the COVID-19, also known as a pandemic, and formerly known as coronavirus, for more than 9 months, the whole planet, even though it was reported to have originated out of Wuhan, China, which was at a wet market, the word had spread rapidly about the negative effects here in the United States, which affected us immensely by the number of deaths that had been reported and the improper disposal of bodies and opportunities for family not to see each other, because coming in contact with them means more infection. In this place called Italy, which is not far from China, to my understanding, there had been quite a bit of a visitation that had shown us that we had so much up against us, because a lot of the tourists have actually managed to reach the coast of the United States and they were unpredictably hit hard, speaking of Italy, in the year of March 2020. And don't think for a minute that there were other parts of the world that have had numbers that superseded probably ours, and we just don't know them. For example, in Korea, North Korea, I understand it is hard to be able to get validation as to what their numbers are, but they had eventually mentioned that their numbers were not easy to swallow either, because after all, they had their fair share of woes dealing with the deaths and contraction of the COVID as well, of course. There were not even mentionings in the news reports of the pandemic intensifying, and it took lives and rearranged our livelihoods and the economy. It is amazing how one pandemic can virtually cripple a country and then a planet. Well, to bring to date the matter of the many multi-millions of vials of vaccine that were shipped to the different countries, including the United States. At this present time, they say it is approximately 1 million vials of the vaccine that were issued to the various patients, mostly starting from the age of 65 on up, not exclusively. Well, of course, they made sure it was known that the different workers who were involved with the vaccine, when they had to come in contact with patients and things like that, you know, the public in general, grocery store worker, they were definitely immunized. Recently, there's been a widespread immunization of teachers who teach on the grade school level, like elementary school, you know, high school. Mostly because, obviously, there are massive amounts of children, and it hasn't been detected as to what percentage of those children can be noted for having a high expectation of contacting the COVID, despite their young ages. And additionally, the president, he said he wants to increase that dosage to be administered from 1 million to 1.5 million. But that would be depend on the availability of the vaccine, though. Why would I say that? Well, the other contradiction of the question of will there be enough because of the appearance that the vaccine seems to slowly be dwindling, dwindling down in numbers that we receive a little, not immensely, but enough. It makes it appear that that we will actually not see the opportunity to keep up the rate of distribution that we wanted to keep up, according to some sources. And the five different countries like AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and expectedly in the future, near future, Johnson & Johnson, and there's another, begins with an M. Well, anyway, they happen to have, you know, pitfalls that they may have to endure. Like, for all you know, maybe an ability for a lot of the vaccines products to come together in order to make the manufacturing available to be sold to the, don't think we're getting this for free. And keep in mind, President Biden had reinstituted our association with the WHO, the World Health Organization, and everything costs money, so it could be an issue of God knows between the money and the materials, anything that's possible for the production of all of this. So considering that as well, I would like to say that there is a report that was issued by CNBC titled, Biden Will Invoke Defense Products Act to Make Sure That the COVID Vaccine Production Advisor Will Make It Available. And in that report, it is said, efforts to expand the manufacturing capability across the nation's pharmaceutical production is based on enhancing the plants and the production lines. Let me pause to say that's where the manufacturing of the raw materials come from in order to be able to make these products. Are we going to be able to get them as suddenly as we hope to get them? And other factors that include the manufacturing of the product. And it says, with specialized staff, will they still be able to conduct these toolings, making sure that they have enough of the staff who conduct the whole makeup of all what it takes to go into the vials, and optimizing the supply chain of new materials, new raw materials. Please excuse the influx in my voice. Just been going through a little something. So considering all of that, it says investing in a product of supplies such as glass vials. Yes, everyone, glass vials. Glass vials, for those who are not familiar, they're only a few inches long and maybe only like a small centimeter or whatever wide. In other words, enough for you to grasp it as if it were a pencil, for example. So we have to squeeze all, first we have to make those vials. And that is a very tedious task considering the materials that you have to use for those. Imagine manufacturing multi-millions of those. I had to do the breakdown for those who are not quite affluent about the information that's provided on the manufacturing process that goes through all of this that goes on. And the syringes, of course, the syringes that you use to push the material into the arm of the people being given a vaccine. And plus, scaling up finishing lines, said by the spokesperson for the companies. And they also said, through Operation Warp Speed, the United States government had invested in about six companies with the effort to bring a COVID vaccine to the market, but only two have been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. So if you ever hear about FDA, believe me, they have a lot more to do than to sit there and give you the impression they believe in just fast food issues or food brought to the market. When they include the word in drug, it all come into play together one way or the other on a larger scale sometimes. So the company called Pfizer and Moderna, they are the two biggest distributing companies at this immediate time. One concern of invoking the Defense Production Act for Pfizer is that it will favor the manufacturer over others, giving Pfizer unfair access to necessary vaccine components. Well, everyone, it isn't hard to figure that out. So it appears at this particular point, Pfizer, then Moderna, may be the two leading companies that are receiving the contracts that it take to make these materials and also to to make sure that they get the largest portion of the contract, as it appears anyway. Moderna may be in a second tie for the third place. And, well, we'll find out what happens when Johnson & Johnson becomes available, which was in a predicted situation, as mentioned by the newscasters, because they're anticipating they're coming into play either in the middle or possibly beginning of the month of February. Now, that's the only one that requires only one shot. The other places, from what it looked like, Pfizer at least for sure, they give you two shots, one at one time, and then a second one at another, which is a month later. Moderna, they give me the impression that they're doing their best, and I tell you, if you know what I know, I wouldn't favor one over the other if you decide upon taking it, because a shot is a shot, and they virtually carry about the same type of material. So there is an individual, a representative named Gounder. He did not explain how or whether Biden intends to equitably use the law. Well, hopefully, there will be no panic about the availability of the materials that are definitely accessible by these vials of vaccine medicine to supplement everyone, because not only the United States, but hopefully the world, we can all make sure that we ourselves can get an opportunity to get the medicine, but the question is when. Now, considering there's always been a fluctuating decision on who gets what, but at this moment in the United States, because of the rapid deaths of people in nursing homes, things of that nature, who have been increasingly the very biggest and just about first victims of all of this, they have, of course, said, they bounced around the numbers, the ages. First they said 75, then they said 65, then they went with pre-existing conditions. And definitely we include the first responders and other people who do work effectively in the public. They have to especially come in contact with customers or things of that nature. Now, considering that that still is a fluctuation with all that going on, because we are talking about teachers and we're talking about children. So with that being said, I will say there was a individual who's apparently over 65 who approached me today and said he's on a waiting list. So that's a very scary thing, to know that he has to work with the public in one sense of the word, but not as intensely as some other people, and he's over 65 and he's on a waiting list. So where does that leave everybody else under 65? Well, you can imagine. Does that mean that also the adults who are out there in the work world that does not exactly have contact with people on an average can't go to the grocery store and contract it that way and be concerned about it? Hopefully that's not the circumstances, but you rarely hear about something like that. You have a lot of issues to ponder in the process of all of this going on. So I just wanted to say that I don't know how accurate this is, but the number of people that were coming in from other countries who are financially very affluent financially, this is a rumor. It is, they said, in order to get ahead of the less financially affluent people here, which I'm sure that if it is true, this would not be the only country subjected to that. They said there was a rumor, as I said, but it doesn't hurt to appeal to your political parties to make sure that this does not happen to you. in your country, because there are places they can go. They wanted to buy the country, buy the company. Who's to say? I'm just using that as a vivid example, because, of course, those companies will be very, very costly beyond some of their abilities. Speaking of rumors, I was told that the vaccine is a combination of a previously manufactured product called, of two different types, SARS and MERS, and whatever other products that they place inside of it, of course, with the RNA, ribonucleic acid, which are called messenger cells, not DNA, which are genetic cells, but RNA. As the whole the product is actually a compound of what's placed in the vials. There are two lovely laboratory technicians. They were very kind and assured me to know that I could spread the word so far that the vaccine, which is questionable by some people, would know this because the first two ingredients were obviously medicines that were previously produced decades ago, which was like about half a century. But, of course, with that being said, they wanted to try to ease the thought of me spreading the word that some people, if they're leery of it, they recommend it. They said they had theirs, and they feel self-assured. So I'm putting it out there for those who are skeptical. Not only that, but I will make a mention of another thing that was mentioned by Dr. Fauci. But with that being said, I would love to bring on the producer, Ngozi. How may I help you, please?
Well, first of all, thank you, Tony, for making time for me and, of course, this grand network. Earlier today, we learned that one of our family members and alumni, Sister Bessie, the truther, is in the hospital. We will not go over details, but she is in critical condition and fighting for her life tonight. For all of us out there that know Sister Bessie and love her, and the things that she's done for us on this network are countless and too much to mention. A young lady who has the very, very optimal possibility of being nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2021. A young lady who has provided for us 36 all-time connection records. We want to send out prayer and total humane supplication to her and, of course, her family and people, and, of course, the ONE Dynasty family that loves her very, very, very much. And so there's only one way that I can give healing to all of us tonight, listening around the world in 56 countries and translated in 51. It's through my hands and music. We're going to take time during this interlude to offer prayers unto our almighty creator and for healing at this time. So without further ado, let's go into what I can do. That is the hand, the music. I'm afraid to die.
beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't
Almighty Creator, ruler of all worlds, we come humble before thy sight and asking to put your hand on our dear sister. Please touch her body, touch her soul, and all the things that she has brought forth into this earth. Almighty God, make sure that she is comforted no matter what is going on. For we believe and trust you, because you are all in all. And now back to Antonia Batts and Information Guru right here on these oldie stations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Brother Ngozi. Everyone, that's the producer of the O&E Network and Damon. But nevertheless, I just wanted to say a short poem to Sister Bessie, because she is one heck of a person. It is entitled "To My Sister Bessie." Don't worry, everybody, it'll be short. Okay, here we are. Hey, Sister Bessie, I miss you, as well as the other friends too. I miss you because you are so smart and have a wonderful and loving heart. I miss you because not only are you a friend, a pal, and I miss you because you make the audience go wow. You prove to people you didn't have to go to college in order to get that well-deserved knowledge. Just like you, I'm trying to outrun the COVID and come back to visit you, your show, so I can definitely appreciate the way you show it. I miss you so much, and all the others too, but I miss you because you appreciate me so greatly as I do you. And I just wanted to say, Sister Bessie, tell you one thing I can say. There's nothing phony about her. Some people may try to challenge her information, but we're all entitled to an opinion, and we don't have to feel affected by it. Just see why she feels as though that she has the right to say some things, just like you do as well. Hopefully that will be a doable thing right there. So with that being said, God bless Sister Bessie. I hope she's around for another half a century. We can all appreciate her and appreciate each other and the O&E family. Now, I understand I have a caller on the line. And caller, would you kindly come on?
Hi, sweetheart. It's Jerry Petito.
Oh, how you doing, other friends?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm just sad right now, and I love your voice, so I'm glad you're on. And, yeah, I just want to say that was a beautiful prayer from Brother O and beautiful song. And, you know, Sister Bessie, we love you, and we're praying for you. And I just wanted to call and support you, of course, as well. You know how I feel about you. I love you.
Oh, you know, you're a doll. As a matter of fact, everyone, well, before she goes, I'm going to ask her to tell the name of her, the title of her show, rather, the time and the day, and when we'll expect her again. This is the Jersey Jewel. She offers a variety, and she was the Internet Hall of Fame winner 2019. Lovely person as well, and we love her contributions. Please excuse the screech of my voice. Now, feel free to tell everyone who you are, please.
Hi, I'm Jerry Petito. My show is called The Jerry Petito Show, and I believe it's, I think it's not tomorrow, but I think it's the following Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just a little confused tonight. That's all a little sad. And but yes, the Jerry Petito Show on Beverly Nation, 9:30 p.m. And I think it's, like I said, not tomorrow, but the following Tuesday. So, actually, yes, okay. I have the ad here. So it's February 9th, and my guest is Michael Peluso from True Living Leaders. This young man is an incredibly inspirational, motivational speaker. So I hope everyone can tune in. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too, Jerry. Everyone, that's Jerry Petito. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you offer a variety of subjects and entertainers, you can't do anything except for get up and maybe dance to it. But listen, don't worry about me. You know, if you're a believer, you know, God, you know, I trust that you will have good luck, but it's only for me to speak for myself, so I don't want anyone to feel it necessarily be swayed by how I look at things. Nevertheless, yes, she's also a friend of Sister Bessie, and she's offering her heartfelt feelings about how she feel about her, and it was a wonderful thing to even have her to say that. So that being said, thank you, Jerry, and I look forward to hearing other people. And I'm not down in the dumps about my little situation involving this cold / pneumonia / whatever it could have evolved into. As long as COVID doesn't come knocking at my door, I'm a good fighter. So you don't have to worry about me trying to check out if I can help it. So to continue on, with the subject matter here at heart, we're going to talk about Anthony Fauci. And he seemed like he's breathing a sigh of relief because he felt so intimidated about how he had to look at his whole research on the COVID thing and try to help save lives and by whatever teams of people he worked with across not only the country but the world. So he's happy to be in the driver's seat and with the support of President Biden. As a matter of fact, he definitely spoke personally about how he felt about all of this. And with that being said, all I have to say is I'm not going to elaborate, just to let you know that he does appear a lot more happier, and he feels as though he can choose science over politics because he doesn't feel compelled to select between the two and make one more dominant over the other, which should be the science, of course, because it does save lives, and that's what he's in to his profession for. So with Dr. Anthony Fauci, I wanted to say that, well, because of the rumors about, you know, whether people do or do not want to accept the COVID medicine, he's still encouraging people. He said he had it, and he gave it to, you know, Biden and the Surgeon General. All types of people have received the medicine, and it is just wonderful to hear that, considering his biggest concern now is the evolution or the mutation of the country of England and South Africa and France, who have recently been reported to have a third surge of the possible mutation of this COVID. Hopefully that won't be the circumstances, that they can continue on with the attempt to make sure they reduce all that's been going on about this airborne disease as it lingers and as it mutates. If it does, maybe it won't mutate, or if it does, it'll probably be minuscule. And with that being said, I just wanted to let you know, before I go on, there will be another caller that will be introducing herself. And caller two, please come on. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, boy? How you doing, Antonia? This Will of God.
My
you
buddy.
Know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. How are you doing, Will of God?
I'm a little bit, you know, confused, distraught, and I can't even think of the other word. But
yeah.
First of all, for my homie,
yeah.
Sister Bessie, yo, you already know the prayers is up. So we ain't got to worry about nothing. God is so good, he sit there and smile us when the sun is not shining. See, y'all, some of y'all understand what that means. If it's raining outside, just because it rained don't mean it's dreary, you know, dreary or whatever the heck you want to call it. I said a magic word, dreary. Dag, I did say dreary. We are in a dreary situation, people, if y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. But dreary, sometimes the rain is meant to be so that something else can grow. Didn't mean to say it like that either. But it's the truth. So, you know, what we have to do, the negative, and be more positive. But the only problem I got right now is negative bullcrap I keep hearing the government dropping my daggone ear, and I'm supposed to accept it like I'm supposed to be a penguin walking sideways. Now, this guy Fauci, right? My boy Nate Miller sent me something, and he was on live on Como, the guy from CNN, and they caught him saying something that was, like, inappropriate. Like, he got caught basically punking us. If y'all people don't understand what I mean, like, say if you say something out your mouth and it don't make no sense, but you want the world to believe it. The vaccines. And it's freaking me out because I'm like, wait a minute. Did he just say, oh, this is just the beginning? It's about to get further than that. You know, we got to worry about a torrent or whatever, something he said. And I'm like, wait a minute. Then I look at the news, and they make it sound so peculiar to our peculiar people by saying, hey, everybody is so happy to get the vaccines, they're going to go on a trip. Now, they're telling you this because they're trying to get the dummy, dumb people. They say, yeah, get the vaccine, you can go on the trip. But then they say at the same time, well, the vaccine ain't helping you with the COVID because you don't really know what the heck is going on. You know what I mean? We're trying to figure this out. Go ahead and get it. Now, when they said something about, and this is on the news, they said, yeah, and the Haitians, now they're unable to get the vaccine. So I said, why did they pick a certain category of people to receive the vaccines? You got the 1B, you got the 1C, you got all these other people that's going to be, then you got the 2B. But people forgot there's 6 different companies coming out with vaccines. And are we all as test molecules? And I don't want to be a test molecule. I don't want to be one of the situations of a fraction of a situation where they're saying, hey, by the way, I know your arm fell off, but you're still here, right? So we're going to work it out for you. We're going to give you some money. But soon your money that we give you is not going to be worth jack because we're going to turn it to bitcoins or whatever the heck else we want to bring forth towards this, how you say it, earth. And if you ever hear something, like somebody told me, if you see too much of something on the TV, is that good for you or bad for you? From commercials to the daggone news to whatever. If they got Illuminati, if they got, you know, demonic spirits out there, do you really think they want to have something great for you to grow up to become? Or do they want to just destroy your mind and make you become dumb? That's the choice y'all going to have to pick, because the choice is yours. I'm just saying. But I love your show, baby.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Real fast, I just wanted to say, nobody likes to see someone who has such a responsible position contradict herself not try to be careful of the choice of words, because even though we all are subject to make a mistake, we may want to still learn how to have some degree of respect in order to be able to be looked up to and to be acknowledged for what you're trying to accomplish, hopefully, which will be in our favor. With that being said, I'd like to ask you to please listen to this wonderful track that will be presented by our Music Hall of Fame winner, International Music Hall of Fame winner, producer Ngozi. Please take it away.
Trouble all the world.
Because you never know, God may have better things involved with the survival of Sister Bessie as she makes sure she tries to go into recovery as God lay hands on her and definitely allow other people to come into her heart and have excellent memory of how she had the best times to keep her here in the world. Okay, now I'm going to try to recap this information briefly. Because we're going to discuss, hopefully briefly, about the stimulus checks and where we are with that. But according to Kiplinger, on December the 20th, 21, titled Third Stimulus Check Update, when could we actually get another stimulus check? Well, it says President Biden and others in Congress are pushing for a third round of stimulus checks, but right now it might be a while before we get them. Well, I was pondering why does it take so long, but I heard that even to get the first round, the second round rather, it took 6 months for them to get through it last summer and up to, you know, I'm sure December. So it could be accomplished because it's already been predicted. Anyway, it says some people haven't received the second one yet. Because of whatever reason, but they said that is not guaranteed. Americans should be shopping or whoever else for the anticipation of looking forward to receiving anything immediately. But they have other resources they go through. They're going to go through the tax system, like the IRS, to make sure that they get them if they have to and dispense them that way. Everybody is not on a regular payroll. So they need to ask an expert working with the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, about that matter by calling the national hotline for the IRS, as a matter of fact. They said there are other factors that will determine how to get the third check, and there's something called a standalone bill. It will be combined with other stimulus measures. Hopefully that would not be the necessary steps to take. But there will be stimulus checks, which will fall on President Biden's priority list. Is that a question? We'll find out. They said, will impeachment proceedings show slow things down? Hopefully that would not be the situation, because it's not as complicated as that. They said these are some of the questions that need to be answered before the timetable for a third one come up, a stimulus check, in other words. They said the fastest way to get one would in Congress to pass a standalone bill in order to get the stimulus check. And they said it's called the Cash Act, the standalone bill. And that's another option. And it will give people an additional $1,400 in stimulus money if that were to be taken care of it that way, which would offset the $2,000 as predicted by the former president to include it with that 600 can balance it out. But most of us are definitely wise enough to know how to do basic mathematics, so we're definitely not in the dark about that. So I will consider the issue about the student loans. Well, there's a representative, I believe, in New York. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They call her AOC for those who have a lot of syllables they want to bypass when they pronounce it. But anyway, she wanted to renew her push for the Presidential Act by bypassing Congress and cancel billions of dollars in student loan debts. According to Fox Business News on January 4th, 2021. But, of course, the president resists this due to the state of the economy and his thoughts of having to spend, more money in order to be able to offset that particular loss is something that looms in the air right now. But it seems to be relatable as to why Cortez asked for the appeal, by many of us who understand how that works. One of them being that the committee that is responsible for federal budget budgets, they say it is unlikely that the broad student debt cancellation would be targeted towards those experiencing income loss. They said, nor would it be targeted towards those with low income. That was said by the nonprofit organization that supports Cortez's hoping to have this matter resolved. They said, but considering all that, you guys say, maybe if you can help the people in need of this is an appeal to Congress and whoever else. Maybe if you could help them, the people who are owning the student loans, to renew their lives after negative experiences have ensued, especially with COVID, and allow student loan debts to definitely come into play by having them reduced greatly, which was an introduction by them, by Cortez's group, in order to prevent them from increasing the ability for them to gain more income, and then they can live a full life while trying to be of assistance to that. Maybe a huge percentage, like 75% removal. That way, the president will like to see an economic residual to come back to the to the chambers for it to be considered to be something that they can still draw some income from. How do they say it? Some is better than none, because if you don't allow these people who didn't manage to achieve their vocational pursuits or finish their college at least up to the 4-year degree level, they will never come out of their dilemma, and because they'll be busy paying money out to just survive, because there are people who do earnestly try to get jobs which give them adequate pay, and even that $15 an hour increase is going to be adjusted to the economy and the fact that it'll be adjusted to the economy means they'll be in the same spot they were as when they had the lower minimum wage requirements. It doesn't work as easy as we think, as they think in Congress, but, being able to survive even with a two-family home with income coming in, it is definitely not achievable even on that level. So we hope that they come up with something fair and decent for those who spend their lifetime. If they're not able to pay it back, examine the reasons why. Don't sit around and rely on outside people to give you their opinion. Examine the reasons, because you'll find out it's more important that you try to help the people, and that way they could come back with something and help themselves first, which should be a priority, and then help you. Because these companies are calling people left and right, telling them that they have to pay, for example, $283 a month, and they may make a percentage of like maybe $700 to $1,000 a month, and let's not considering their living expenses. So do the math and come back to the table. And AOC, thank you very much for introducing that information. I've heard many stories. Nevertheless, thank you very much. And we have a third caller, if I'm not mistaken, it's the third one. Yes, third caller, would you come in, please?
Yes, Ms. Batts, this is Tara Strength. How are you doing today?
All right, it is good to hear from you, Terrence.
Yes, I just want to say that you do a fantastic job with providing us with pertinent and valuable information so that we can make better decisions about what we're going through and what's going on out here. And you've been doing it for a long time. So I just want to congratulate you on a fantastic job you do month in, year out.
God bless you. And thank you very much, Terrence. I know you mean it.
I just want to say that because the information you give is so pertinent. I also want to say that I'm very sad right now about the state of Sister Bessie and what's going on, and my prayers are absolutely going out to her. You guys are my favorites, and I just wish her well. You know, I'm just very sad about that. But I just wanted to say that I'm really enjoying your show. And I just want to say thank you for the information that you really give. I mean, I think I hear you saying you feel like it's okay to take the vaccines or not take the vaccines, if you want to clear that up and everything. Like, what are your thoughts about that?
You know what? I knew someone would put me in that position. and you win the booby prize because you definitely – and you're lucky. I really approve of your character. I'm just teasing when I say that you're lucky. you're wonderful, Terrence. I will actually tell you this. We all know the story about the Tuskegee experiment. The Surgeon General, who happened to be African-American, can definitely tell you that over and over, which he has done on the media, but to let you see that he approves of it. He took the vaccine. I know some people have actually said, especially people who are out of your age range, 65 and above, or actually they were started out with 75 and above, but 65 and above, they feel skeptical. They have so many conspiracy theories. But it doesn't mean that they're wrong or they're right, because given the state of honesty and dishonesty that has been performed in the United States, and it appears as time is going on that things are getting better amongst most people, but all it takes is one fool to mess the whole thing up for somebody else, like the person who took the doggone medicine out of the refrigerated situation and left out 150 vials. Who would have ever thought that a medical worker would have that state of mind, whether it was done intentionally or not? Look, truthfully, I know some people who would have said, you can leave it out and still give it to me. I'll take it, you know. But, you know, because I couldn't believe it. This guy who was about somewhere between 65 and 75 had said that he was on a waiting list. Like, he was a car dealership, of a high-end car dealership, I happen to be. And I said, I know he's not trying to see if I can swing any, just because I do broadcasting, no. But that only goes to show you that they're out there, there are people out there desperate to get this.
Right.
And, yes. So he obviously, and he wasn't of African-American descent, but the reason why some people of African-American descent are concerned, because they may feel as though they may be the one that will be portrayed and they may not make it. And the majority of them, they're still pondering the question, it seems like. But there are people coming around who are of African American descent, and any other given race, you know, Hispanic, whoever else, or, you know, a Caucasian, who are actually embracing the thought. They probably figure, well, they'd rather die trying than to not do it at all. If you notice that in your area, in your community, that you happen to run across somebody who have too many horror stories, even if it takes three, about people dying of similar symptoms, and it doesn't sound right, then it's time to go to your political constituents and ask them what is the possibility of them doing a survey to find out what batch is that coming from. You know, consolidate your own set of questions so they know that you're taking this crap seriously and you don't want to be a victim. You just want to be able to talk well of it so we can all hopefully really survive this whole thing by making sure we shut this thing down by everyone taking it if possible, or most people. But I feel bad for the people who are under a certain age, you know, unless they have pre-existing conditions or who are the, what do they call those workers, you know. They'll get it sooner than some others. But I feel bad for those who may not get it as rapidly as they want. Not only that guy I told you about, but there will be different adult categories, teenagers who may contract it as they are trying to get even the grade schoolers, especially young kids. I tell you, I worked with them years ago for a while, and they will turn around and put their hands in their mouth and everything else, rub their eyes, and the next thing you know, they're not at the stage where they know yet how much that COVID affects them yet, but they've been researching it, and there have been young children occasionally that were in the media known to have contracted that disease, and their biggest concern is if we send them back to school, how much concern or responsibility will be involved. Now, I think some of them are required to get at certain ages, get the COVID thing injection. Definitely the students and whoever else, but we got to be very adamant on doing as much research about our groups that we are intermingling with and whoever else. So all I can say is this: take caution. You have a right to be suspicious. And make sure that you let them understand that you would like to understand what batch it comes from. Maybe they have a batch number. And this will be smart. Get a card or something or a paper that will verify you have your COVID test, because if you're out there coughing like me, everybody's jumping 10 feet high, you know. But I have verification. I've been to the VA lately, so I'm not stupid. I'm not going out there in the public thinking I'm going to the store for a can of Campbell's soup, chicken noodle soup, and think everybody's not going to run the other way. I've had people to look at me, but it was due to something else, pneumonia, you know. So with that being said, is that enough to answer your question, Terrence?
Well said, Ms. Batch. Well said.
My
thank
pleasure.
You. Thank
I'm
you
sorry, I overtalked myself. Your show, your date and time.
Yes, my show, I think my show is on February the 16th, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's February the 16th at 9:30, the Know Your Rights show. And I guess I will see everybody then, but it's February the 16th.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
My pleasure. Well, I'm going to try to pick up tuning into you all, whether my voice is in, you know, proper, you know, working condition or not, because I really missed definitely. And as for the comments, I'll try to keep them short. But with that being said, I really thank you very much, Terrence. I appreciate you all for tuning in. And I don't need the accolades. I just need you to understand we're going to all lick this as much as we can together, because we had a few people that died, you know, and the numbers don't make me happy. And we're going to, you know, make sure we keep Sister Bessie in our hearts, because I know you appreciate what we share as well as others. Thank you, and you have a blessed day, Terrence. Okay. With that being said, caller four. Do we have a caller four in queue?
Yes,
yes,
we
do.
At this
How
time.
You doing? How you doing? How you
All
doing?
All right, and how are you?
All right, well, it's always great to hear your tone of voice. Thank you so much for all that you do for O&E.
Thank you.
I just want to say the power of thought in the form of prayer and meditation is actually one of the fastest moving things within our universe. It actually goes from the individual to the next person throughout the entire universe and back less than a split second. So I just wanted to put that out there, because a lot of people for different religious, different faith and all that kind of things like that, trust me, it all is based in the power of thought. And as we think about divine healing that we send forth from our inner being towards the outside of us, we definitely want to offer divine healing to our beloved, I call her mother sister, because she looks so much like my beloved mother. We're definitely sending that divine energy in the form of thought and healing to Sister Bessie. And again, thank you so much for all that you continue to do on a constant basis.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Magic Man. Everyone, this is Magic Man, a.k.a. Brother Hooney, or vice versa. He is the International Hall of Fame winner for the year 2020, and he's definitely an influence on what keeps this air, network going. He's consistent, and he definitely shares his point of view as well as others. So I think you would love to tune into his show as well. I think I accidentally skipped over somebody to tell of their information, but that's okay, because we'll catch her the next time or someone's show to get to introduce herself. But nevertheless.
No, that's all right. That's all right, Tony. It was Will of God, and we're going to make sure that, he gets a chance to. Will of God's show, of course, you know, is outstanding, and his name of the show is called Too Thorough. And, he always gives a great ministry, and we're real proud of him. And, Hooney Bakatun, you want to say your, the next time you'll be on, sir?
Yes, sir. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. If I heard Jerry correctly, and I'm not looking at the calendar, so I know it will be on the Thursday evening, the same week that Jerry Petito mentioned, at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, okay?
Wonderful. Well, with that being said, thank you very, very much. Appreciate you showing up, and I know this is a pretty solemn moment, but we're going to, like, say our prayer, you know, or give honor to Sister Bessie, because I tell you something, that woman is a firecracker, but she has a heart, and she definitely is a wonderful testimonial to everybody who not only struggles but continues to forge ahead. We're going to have her to fight this thing and come through this whole thing like a champion. Thank you very much, Brother Hooney, and you have a wonderful day. Hopefully I'll catch you all on the air very soon. Okay. With that being said, I would like to ask Brother Ngozi, would you kindly get on the air and just tell us what is next on the schedule and how to be able to contact the network and things of that nature?
I love Sister Antonia Bass. You know, she brings me on real well. Let me explain something to a lot of people. The first song we played tonight was the tribute to Sister Bessie and all the work that she's done on a constant basis. And that's why I played A Change Is Gonna Come. The second song I played was dedicated to my mother. And it means praise to a lot of people, whether in the family of O&E or out there with the emails and chats and all that. I do what I want because the music that I play is what I feel. Now, I thought a lot of people knew me better. I've been doing music in internet radio for more than 8 years. Every single track that I do is from my heart and my soul. You know, it will be 18 years on February 4th, 2021 that my mother passed. And the last song that I did by Mahalia Jackson was really in the spirit of a lot of things that's going on out there. You know, soon we will be done with the troubles of the world. Doesn't mean that you're going to die. You know, it's you have to understand what's going on out there in the spirit and what is it given. You know, in the spirit that is given. So, you know, the folks out there who are, you know, emailing me or whatever, no one is saying anything. Get your own interpretation right. Because guess what? I'm still going to do the music that I've always done for all of you guys, making you feel good. But always understand that every track that I've ever done was never for you guys anyway. It was always what I wanted to do. Come on now, these audio tapes, we come back on with an outstanding program. It is Christine Powell as Jesus. And, of course, you already know she's controversial, and it is what it is, and she's going to come on tomorrow night. Get ready, y'all. For her, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations, and of course, Damon Network has advertising for ONE, which is all of Delhi and Gills Enterprises, which is of course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Prime Time One at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, all of Delhi and Gills at Pinterest and Google Plus, all of Delhi and Malibu and Gills at Facebook, as well as our business page, your info guru, as well as the historic, determined and motivated online now network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. Johnny goes for my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer on the Dell and Malay Ring Goosey, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. So always understand that we are a dynasty. ONE is fantastic. Now back to Antonia Batts for the last 2 minutes of this program. You still love me, though.
I love you, too. Now, I will say this much. That was an excellent ending. I would like to also say she's a firecracker, but at least she's honest and she has a good heart. Hopefully you'll be able to enjoy what she brings to the table, and I'm sure I will. I plan to hopefully be tuned in, and then my voice is in order, maybe make a comment or two. In addition to that, as for myself, I would like to say I'm glad you all, you know, tuned in for the sake of trying to make this whole thing work for you as well as ourselves. If you do take the COVID test, especially if you have other people in the household, just pray that it's going to be a workable situation. Not only for yourself, but also for them. If you don't take it, I hope you're the only person in your household, down to no cats or dogs, because somebody's going to cough, and once it's recorded that, you know, that's the situation in you're in, you just may survive it. And for those who don't, God bless you. As for me, I'll tell you this much. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do yet at this stage, but I will say this. I'm a sister of God and a lover of people. I hope that with all of this which is going on, that I don't give it to nobody and I don't catch it. And as a result, if God's willing, I would like to make sure that if I do have to take it, I will take caution and I will ask questions, because it is my body just like that is your body. And make sure that you understand that God don't leave us on this earth to turn around and not fight our situation. Now, people think that I'm just a stone wall because of the fact that I've been in the service. But, no, it takes resilience in order to make sure that you can hold steadfast and lick this thing and try to understand what's going on out there for not only you, but for the people that you love or at least care about. So with that being said, God bless you all. Sorry I couldn't get through every little detail, but I thought I'd cover as much as I could for the sake of hoping to see the recovery of this planet and this economy, and definitely for our fellow human beings, because we have enough people out there wreaking havoc, causing hate, and we don't need any more ignorance than what we already have, but we're going to still keep a positive outlook on life. God bless you. I will hope to be able to get back online and maybe make a smaller comment on other people's shows. God bless you. Good night.